Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. Hey guys, this is Chris Roby, and our special guest this week across from me is Tobin Hodges. Hey, Tobin.
Hey, special guest. I guess that's a good connotation.
Yeah. Me and Carly don't even call each other special. So you're in another class. So
yeah.
If you've been following along with us this summer, we've been talking about questions that you can have with the teenager in your life, whether or not that's your child or someone that you're working with or someone on your team, if you're coaching. Because we believe questions are really, really powerful. And this week, we want to focus on the idea of strength. You know, what do you have? What do you bring to the table? And the question we want to start with is this one. What did you do that helps you get back up when things weren't going well?
Yeah, this question is always pretty, it hits pretty heavy in group. I don't know about you. I like to start it with the zoo question of, like, if you go to the zoo, what's the first animal you're going to go to? And typically, like, my favorite part about that is that you can see through, as the teens are saying what it is, you can kind of see their personality come out and what they choose. And the reason we do that is we're talking about the strengths of animals and why they use them and how we end up to say basically that they all are survival or life, you know, life-saving skills.
Right.
And we as humans and as teens can take our strengths and use them as, like, life skills, but also as skills to thrive and succeed in whatever we do. And the hardest thing about all of this is that every single teen there, and probably adult too, doesn't know how to make a list of their own strengths. And,
right.
you said it yourself, that if you have them make a list of their strengths versus a list of their weaknesses, the weakness list is going to be probably longer than the strengths list. I always ask the students, if you go to the mirror in the morning and you look at yourself and you say, here are my strengths. I said, are you going to be able to do that? But then if I say, here are your weaknesses, you're going to be able to do that right away without any hesitation. So how do we flip the script to talk about our strengths and point out what makes us who we are?
And I think it's important as you're listening to this to maybe even ask that question of your teenager, like, is it easier to make a list of your strengths or your weaknesses? And I think for many teenagers, and I would say Tobin, including myself, it's easier to dwell on the things we're not as good at, our deficits,
yeah,
for sure. One of the, you talked about the zoo activity, which I think is so much fun. A variation on that activity that we'll do sometimes is I will ask a group of students, all right, if there was a cage match between a gorilla, like a silverback gorilla, and a massive grizzly bear, which one do you think would win? And I love this because, first of all, you're not gonna see this out in the real world because they don't live in the same habitat, and that would be super unethical. But we ask them to tell us who they think that would win, and then they have to defend their position.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if you think it's a grizzly bear, tell me why. Get down to granular detail. Mm-hmm. And as they do this, and it's the same thing with the zoo activity you mentioned. They're listing off these incredible attributes of these animals, you know, the massive claws, the teeth, or for the grizzly bear, or for the silverback gorilla, just strength and intellect, mm-hmm, and all these things. And boy, they really get into it.
Yeah. And the second you ask to spin it towards them, they go dead silent.
You're right.
They can't handle it. And so, I mean, like you even said, as adults, we struggle with this too. So this is one of those lessons that I leave the group thinking to myself, man, I need to, like, practice what I preach and do exactly what I am talking about to them. Because even as an adult, I have that problem of focusing on the negative, focusing on the weaknesses, and instead of focusing on the strengths that get me through things. So as you are listening to this with your teen, or maybe even by yourself, like, this could also be a good reminder for you as well of, hey, what does it look like if I focus on the things that are bringing me strength, the things that I'm doing well that help me get out of the gutter?
Well, too, I think, for our culture, I feel like everything is kind of geared towards tearing us down.
Mm-hmm.
Social media, just media in general, is all about the things that you don't have that, you know, we can fix, or the deficit you need to work on. You need to lose the weight because you're too heavy. Mm-hmm. You need to have the makeup because you're not good looking enough. You need to buy new clothes because your clothes are shabby. Any of that kind of stuff. But you just rarely hear a whole lot about self-affirmation and recognizing what it is that you have. And so as we kind of shift towards what are some questions that you can talk through with the student in your life, I would also really encourage you to ask yourself these mm-hmm. questions. Because being self-aware that maybe you're not as good at this as you think you are, will really help. One of the questions I love to ask our groups is, what's one quality that you possess that no one else can take away from you? Mm-hmm. That's a great way to kind of dig in, because we all, if we hadn't thought about it before, we innately know what we have, even if we haven't given it a lot of attention lately. But what's that one thing that you possess that no one else can take from you?
And I think too, especially with guys, whenever we're talking about this, they immediately go to physical traits or physical characteristics, which sometimes can be a strength. But I really push them, and you can push your team this as well, to think more than just, I'm a good basketball player, or I'm really good at band, or whatever it may be. Push them to think about the quality that they possess that makes them them.
Right.
And it's not just, you know, oh, I'm a stud athlete or whatever, because that's, I think the teens are so surface level with the strengths because they're afraid to dig into what's there to really assess what they're dealing with, assess what they have. And so that's another way to push that further is, you know, ask your teen, what is it's a quality, not like a physical characteristic or a trait that you have.
Or what do you do with it? Because like you said, you know, some of my teens will say, oh, I'm good at making money. Well, that's great. But what about you mm-hmm. helps you make that money?
Yeah, how are you making that money?
Yeah.
You're not making that money. They're not just giving it to you. It could be because of your charisma or your interactions with other peers or whatever. It's how are you getting to that point, basically.
Right. And so then that kind of leads to that next question you kind of alluded to, is what makes you you?
Yeah.
What is it that you have that makes the person that you are? Because everybody has that strength quality, the thing that they possess, the thing that they really excel in. And another way to put it is, what's the thing that you have that you don't really have to work at, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. I think this is a very important question for everyone these days, because as you alluded a second ago, social media has kind of, especially Instagram, has kind of put up a fake wall of who they actually are. And there's a lot of, like, I know Dove's doing a real big campaign about online image right. and stuff like that right now, and true body image and stuff. And I think with our teens, what makes them them is not necessarily what they're going to put on their Instagram square, mm-hmm. but that's what they want people to think it is. And so if you're asking to dive deep into that and to think about what makes them them, when you say that, it's going to immediately make them think to you, well, okay, well, I'm overweight, or I have acne, or I don't like the kind of person I am. But we're trying to get them to make that question, but also shift into the positive side, because all they see are influencers and things on Instagram and things that they want to be, but they may not have the ability to be for whatever reason. And we want them to be able to figure out how to be happy with who they are, not who they think they want to be, because that's just, it's almost like a false hope of what social media has created, especially.
I think that's great that you differentiated between what's on the Instagram square, because that is mm-hmm. That's false. It's not that's not the thing. Now, last question that we can ask the student in our lives that kind of gets to the core is, what is it about you that helps you overcome challenges?
Mm-hmm.
This one, I think, probably will be a little tougher to get into. But what you have at your disposal is to think about what was a challenge that you recently faced and, mm-hmm. and overcame. Let's talk about how you did that. What things happened, what people were around, who noticed, mm-hmm. all those kinds of things. And we've all had recent challenges that we've overcome, and here we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So asking that question, what about you helps you overcome challenges?
And most of the time, they're not going to know the answer to that right away. Like, they'll think about a challenge that they went through, and then it's almost like a light bulb situation of like, oh yeah, like I did have this to help me get through this. And sometimes just that awareness of what they're going through helps them process for, okay, maybe next time they have a situation come up in their life that's a problem, I can tap into this resource. Or, hey, I've been through this before. Here's what I did last time. That was a strength for me. I'm going to utilize it this time. And that's the whole point of these things, is equipping them to deal with things that come later. Not to dwell on the challenges, dwell on the problems, dwell on the weaknesses. It's to equip them with things that they can come to overcome the inevitable challenges that'll come their way, especially.
Right. And this will be a repetition thing, because I think when presented with our strengths, I don't think it's something we naturally absorb right away. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that, let's say your student really believes they are, they're very loyal,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think it's going to take some reminding, like, hey, you know, especially if they're feeling like people in their life don't care about them or they're not connecting well, like, hey, remember, you are, you're the most loyal person I know. I know you take care of the people around you. You never forget the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And that constant reminder. And I think this only comes by asking and having these conversations. And we at Teen Life really believe that knowing our strengths is crucial to being healthy and to making better choices and overcoming challenges in our future. Tobin, thanks for joining us today and talking through this great topic of strengths. What do we have?
Mm-hmm.
If you liked this episode today, we encourage you to click subscribe on your podcast player. So this every week, our podcast will pop up. Follow us on social media. We have a great social media feed that is linked in the show notes, so you can follow us on all the things we're talking about. What really helps us is reviewing. And so if you really liked what you heard today, jump on real quick and just give us 5 stars and tell us why. Share this with a friend. We grow by word of mouth and organically. So please be sure to tell people around you that you enjoyed this. And we are excited to continue this summer series. So we will see you next week.